visiting teaching message. Prayerfully study this material and seek to know what to share. How will understanding the life and mission of the Savior increase your faith in Him and bless those you watch over through visiting teaching? For more information, go to reliefsociety.lds.org. The Divine Mission of Jesus Christ, the Only Begotten Son. This is part of a series of visiting teaching messages featuring aspects of the mission of the Savior. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, is called the Only Begotten Son because He is the only person on earth to be born of a mortal mother and an immortal father. He inherited divine powers from God, His Father. From His mother Mary, He inherited mortality and was subject to hunger, thirst, fatigue, pain, and death. Because Jesus Christ is the only begotten of the Father, He was able to lay down His life and to take it up again. The Scriptures teach that through the atonement of Christ, we obtain a resurrection. Jacob chapter 4, verse 11. We also learn that all might be raised in immortality unto eternal life if we would believe. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 43. As we come to understand more fully what it means for Jesus to be the only begotten Son of the Father, our faith in Christ will increase. Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles said, "Faith in Jesus Christ is the conviction and assurance of 1. His status as the only begotten Son of God, 2. His infinite atonement, and 3. His literal resurrection." Modern prophets have testified, "Jesus Christ was the only begotten Son in the flesh, the Redeemer of the world." From the Scriptures, John chapter 3, verse 16, Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 21 through 24, Moses chapter 5, verses 6 through 9. From our history, in the New Testament we read of women, named and unnamed, who exercised faith in Jesus Christ, learned and lived His teachings, and testified of His ministry, miracles, and majesty. These women became exemplary disciples and important witnesses in the work of salvation. For example, Martha bore strong testimony of the Savior's divinity when she said to Him, "I believe that Thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world." John chapter 11, verse 27. Some of the earliest witnesses of the Savior's divinity were His mother Mary and her cousin Elizabeth. Soon after the angel Gabriel visited Mary, she visited Elizabeth. As soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, she was filled with the Holy Ghost, Luke chapter 1, verse 41, and bore testimony that Mary would become mother to the Son of God. What can I do? 1. Why is it important for me to understand the roles of Jesus Christ? 2. How can our faith increase as we keep our covenants? End of the visiting teaching message. The Divine Mission of Jesus Christ, the Only Begotten Son.